is Ryan Miller, and for the past 15 years, I've helped hundreds of people to raise millions of dollars for their funds and for their startups. If you're serious about raising money, launching your business, or taking your life to the next level, this show will give you the answers so that you too can enjoy your pursuit of making billions. Let's get into it. In this week's episode, I bring on my dear friend Chris Craddock. Chris is the principal investor of the Redux Group and eXp Realty. This guy is on track to do $300 million in real estate deals this year and is ready for even more in the future. You don't want to miss what this guy has to say. Plus, you're going to want to listen all the way to the end where Chris finally opens up to me and tells our fans around the world about his four principles he used to grow from making just $25,000 a year into a massive nine-figure real estate empire, bringing us all just a little closer to our dream of making billions. Here we go.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Making Billions. I'm your host, Ryan Miller, and today I have my dear friend, Chris Craddock. Chris is a principal investor of Redux Group and eXp Realty. This guy runs a massive real estate brokerage that specializes in education, wholesaling, and flipping properties. He's done so good at this, he's netted over $200 million in deals last year and is on track to do even more than that. I won't steal your thunder, Chris, but we'll get into it. So what this means is Chris is about to drop a huge bomb of wisdom and walk through what it takes to move your profits from wherever you're at into the level that he operates in. He's going to bring all that to us today. We'll see how much I can get out of him, but this is a really exciting thing. So Chris, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, brother. Ryan, I am so pumped to be here with you, man. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah, it's good to have you. I'm a big fan of yours. I've appreciated your work and the abilities that you've been able to do and the teams that you've put together is absolutely phenomenal. But before we get into that, maybe you can bring us up to speed. What was that moment that that led you to do real estate, to enter into that field? Walk us through that journey of just like, how did Chris become the Chris we know today? Where did it start?
Yeah, man. So what happened was I graduated college and went on staff with an organization called Young Life. I loved it, changed my life. It was really powerful to me. But I was making 25 grand a year, between 20 and 25,000 a year. And by the time my wife got pregnant, I was making 25 grand a year. And like, I can't survive in the DC area on 25 grand a year. So I went to the library, checked out every book I could find on investing. And it just seemed like real estate was, you know, one of the best ways to get into like building wealth. And so they had like 21 books there. I still remember 21 books, checked them all out and just started reading like a savage. And started with Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Everybody's read that. And just the whole idea that you win when you buy, you know? And so then all these other books were saying, hey, you find discounted deals if you find people in distress. So I just started knocking on doors. I mean, I knew nothing. And I just started knocking on doors of properties that had a foreclosure date. I literally would go to the library in the grocery store and grab the newspapers they were giving out for free and looked for auction dates in the back of the newspapers and just would go and knock on these doors. And I mean, I don't even know, man. Like, I can't even believe somebody would sell their house to me, but they did.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy smokes. And so you did that. I think it was around like the year 2000s when you graduated, you're making money. And then a few years later, you're knocking on doors. You're scrappy, man. You're going after it. You're calling. You're just, you had to get conversations going. I've been there, man. In the beginning, you just got to get people to talk to you, acknowledge you, look you in the eye, anything to start getting going. If you can't have a conversation, right? As my good friend Jeff Seckinger says, if they don't know you, they can't flow you. So, right, you had to just get out there for people to flow you and to do a deal. They gotta know who you are. And you absolutely did that. You dug in the early days, man. You got serious, you got hungry, probably literally and figuratively, 25 grand a year, I'm assuming. You were a little hungry there and you found something. Yeah, you found another gear, right? You had a kid on the way. So this is a great story. So where did you go from there?
It was crazy. In 4 months, I made 12 times what I made in a year. And so I used that money to buy the house that we moved into and lived in. I mean, actually, I've got my last week, although I'm here in Vegas at a conference right now, but I've got my last week in that house. We're moving into another place. I'm going to keep it as a rental. It's almost paid off. But ended up, You know, continued doing ministry for many, many years. And then when all that money started running out, because I've got six kids, so anybody with kids knows it means the money disappears fast. And so all that money started running out, and I was doing everything to make a couple bucks, right? Like, I even tried to sell my blood for $300 to NIH to buy Christmas presents for my family. And so I was like, what am I doing? And so I got back into real estate, started flipping houses again. One thing led to another. I got my real estate license to get commissions on short sales I was flipping. And somehow I read a book that, like, Gary Keller's Millionaire Real Estate Agent book, that was like, okay, now you can, here's a path, a color by numbers path to being able to net, not just gross. And there's a massive number, a massive issue where people talk about gross versus net, but like take home over $1 million a year by building a real estate team. And so we started that path. It took me December 2014 was when we opened the doors there. Took us 3 years to get to gross a million, or to net a million. Took 2 years to gross a million, 3 years to net a million. And then from that, we've opened up, now we've got 13 different streams of income. A number of them are seven figure, you know, like title, mortgage, hard money, you know, just a number, insurance, construction, all these different streams. And so that's what we're doing now. And running hard. My team will do between 250 and 300 million in volume this year, this calendar year. And yeah, that's what we're doing, brother. That's where I'm at.
300 million this year. Look at you, bro. That's awesome. That's phenomenal growth. You should be very proud that I know a lot of our fans around the world are invested in real estate, private equity deals in the real estate sector. So you are certainly holding up your light to be a good example of many of those who aspire to be there. So my understanding is, during this time, as you're starting to kick some serious butt, you're doing really well in this sector, you had this idea to say, what do these other investors or brokerages do with, I'm air quoting here, dead leads?
Right.
This is something I've never heard anybody else do before. Obviously, I know what dead leads are, but I've never heard anyone in your sector do that. Maybe you can walk us through about that, those early days when you're super scrappy and you're calling these, or you're getting dead leads, and then you're finding success. Maybe walk us through that special moment.
Yeah, no, I mean, the crazy thing is, I had a mentor say to me, you know, I went from 1 year to the next where I worked so much harder and I only got a few extra deals. And so a mentor said to me, you know, you've got to find relationships that doesn't bring just one more deal, but brings five more deals, 10 more deals, 50 more deals, 100 more deals. And so I started thinking about it. I'm like, what do I know? And in the retail space, you know, I know investment and I know construction, right? And mm-hmm. So I thought about it. I'm like, I can go to builders, but even more than that, these wholesalers, these fix and flippers, they're paying tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars for people that want to sell their houses at a discount. Well, just logic will tell us that if you get 20 people that say, hey, I want to sell my house in the next 6 months, you know, only a couple of those people are going to take a massive discount. The rest of them are going to sell, but they're not going to sell at a discount. So somebody's going to get paid. It's just not these investors. So I was like, man, if I can create a system that like clockwork helps me get paid, helps them get paid, you find the win-win, you solve like the seller's problem, the wholesaler or investor's problem, and my problem, man, the people that make the most money are the people that solve the most problems. And so, boom, let's solve this problem and make a ton of money doing it.
That's awesome. So would you say that was the moment where you really had liftoff and you started to ascend into like, this is a really good, I'm onto something here. Was it those dead leads and that mentor that really pivoted you to really scale?
Absolutely. I mean, we doubled and then tripled, you know, from that, because, you know, listings make, and my joke is, in the retail space, listings make babies, right? Like they, you know, buyers call on listings, neighbors call, all the other stuff. And it was about the time that we still started growing on that I really learned how to scale and get myself so that I was not in the day-to-day, and learned to work, go from in the business to on the business. I tried to get out of like the day-to-day too early, and I lost a bunch of money, and then I got back in You know, and the crazy thing is, like, I ended up getting like these six books that literally just blew my mind in learning how to scale. And I read them and reread them in a year, and like I treated it like a Bible, you know, just kept reading it. And then all of a sudden, man, my eyes just were opened to seeing, like, if you can create a clockwork system that feeds your people, that they can go out and do that, then all of a sudden, my clients become my agents, become my team members, my salespeople, and my staff, and then their clients become the clients. And at that point, man, you just see leverage at a level that you just couldn't do. There's not enough time in the day to just create more opportunities if I'm the one meeting with the actual seller.
Yeah, I love it. And I love your energy about it too. I could tell there's a lot of passion coming through your voice, man. That's a passion of somebody that's doing $300 million of deals, I would say, among many other things. So I want to pivot just for a minute. So we talked about the ascension and just that grind and how you made it. Let's talk about today. Now, in the early part of this episode, I talked about that you had, so there was some education component, flipping, wholesaling. Talk about the education component. Do you teach? Is that open to the public? Can people sign up and learn from you? Or, you know, walk us through currently your empire and what you got going on today.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
AI is changing the game of business. Will you be on the winning team? I'm Jordan Wilson, the host of the Everyday AI podcast and your coach to help you learn the X's and O's of AI. Artificial intelligence isn't just a new player in the game, it's a new sport altogether. So if you don't quickly put AI into play, your competitors will run up the score. I've spent my whole life building winning teams, from coaching basketball to working with big players like Nike and Jordan Brand. My next move? Helping you win with Everyday AI. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or on everydayaipodcast.com. Let's tap into AI together and put points on the board.
Yeah, chriscraddock.com is where you can find all the information about that. But yeah, I started a coaching business where I was helping people learn how to monetize these leads, both the investor side, who were just throwing away these leads, and then also the agents who need to know how. They can't walk in and just, everybody's brother's uncle is a termite guy and a real estate agent, right? You can't walk in and just say, hey, let me sell your house. It doesn't work like that. They're going to find like some random family member's uncle that will sell the house for them. So you have to have a compelling reason. And one of the things I learned, you know, it's all about marketing, right? Like, this was one of the things that just was a massive shift for me. So have you ever done a P90X, or you've heard of P90X, right?
I wouldn't say I graduated, but I've tried it. Yes. Many years ago. Yeah.
Well, I was told this story about P90X that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
So they started, like, Tony Horton started P90X, was putting it out there, like, yep. And it was a failed product. Nobody was buying it. Well, then somebody came up with the idea of calling it muscle confusion. Right. And muscle confusion was this, like, oh my gosh, muscle confusion. But everybody knows that. Like, if you can work out, you chest and tries and back and buys the next day, right? You do different exercises and you focus on different muscle groups. It's all muscle confusion, right? Yeah. That's what it is. But they came up with a snazzy name that sounded cool and everybody's like, oh, I want that, you know? Yeah. And so then it went from almost flunking and like being an obsolete, you know, jazzercise to becoming the number one product in the world. And so when sellers see that, like, you, if you walk in as a real estate agent, you're just another exercise program, right? You've got to have a reason why you're different. You've got to be able to position yourself as different from everybody else. And if you do that, then you can win. And at that point, you're a freaking tiger playing with hamsters. It's like game on. And so that's that whole thing there. That's what we teach, is how do you script? How do you differentiate yourself so that people don't say, oh, you're like every other one of these realtors that, like, I see everywhere I look. And, you know, how do I, you know, how and why is this important to me? And so we teach that program. We teach the scripting and dialogues behind it so that people can come in and do that. And then the cool thing is with EXP, you know, EXP pays us to help people become successful. So I used to charge $6,500 a pop for my program, and it was a bunch of video modules and then some group coaching for about 6 months, once a week. And, you know, when I came over to EXP, I was like, you know what? I love the idea of giving this away for free to everybody that I get to be, in relationship with. And then I make money when they're successful. And so I just love that, you know, just the incentivization of helping people be successful. Cause I love coaching. And the only thing I love coaching more than coaching is, you know, the fact that I get paid when my people are successful. So I'm like, dang, how cool is that?
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible, man. And good for you. Even, I mean, you're saying free, but when you said it was like $6,000 or whatever, I was like, oh, that's a pretty good deal. And then you're like, then I gave it away for free. Yeah, like this is awesome. Like, basically, like, as the joke goes with the mafia, you make them an offer they can't refuse. So, thank you. Yeah, so it's hard. You'd feel stupid rejecting that offer. So you get these courses, and working through your enterprise, they can learn from you and how you've been able to go from making $25,000 a year to now putting on the books about $300 million a year is what you're looking at. And a lot of the lessons, right? It wasn't just you the whole time. You learned how to build a team. You learned how to market. You learned all of these skills that came along the way. And now people can learn from you on how you scaled it. Would you say that's a fair assumption?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Absolutely. So let's pivot. You know, I'm really curious as we round third base on this discussion, Matt, I'm super into this. I feel like you and I are going to keep talking even after the show, but as we continue in round third base and really take this home, I'm wondering if you have any like advice or things from these lessons from your course. Maybe you can summarize in like 3 or 4 different points just for our audience around the world to say, hey, man, like looking back, let me simplify some of the key things that can really aid you just like they've aided me. What would you say that some of those 3 or 4 items would be?
Yeah. So one would be a bias for action, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's just a massive, massive key there. Like so many people want to spend all the, like they treat education as a hobby, but they don't do anything about it. Well, I'll tell you what, like that is the difference between winners and losers. Winners think about acting, winners actually get out there and do something about it. Right. Yeah. So a bias for action. I just finished reading General Mattis's book, Call Sign Chaos, which is so good. So good if you've never read it. But what I loved about it is he was so well educated and like just made things happen. And so, you know, that's why he was our defense secretary. So the next thing is massive imperfect action, right? Like that's just the whole deal is, you know, progress, not perfection. You've got to just go. There's a movie, Ender's Game. It was a book and then a movie. And at the very end of it, you know, the child pilot was going out to save the world and the mom says, but is he ready? Is he ready? And the Harrison Ford character in the movie was like, we're never ready. He goes when he's ready enough. Right. And that's like kind of the whole idea behind it is like, when are we ready enough? Like just get stuff going. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is, you know, your business and your life will grow to the extent you grow, right? Like 100%. And so for me, I'm a Christian guy. So I give, you know, a portion of everything I make to organizations I care about. The second thing is, I give 10% or I take 10% of my income and spend it on coaching, consulting, like having people speak into my life, masterminds, places where I can get in with other people that are going to help me see the world in a different way, in a bigger way, in a better way. And so like by spending honestly, 10% of your income needs to go to that. So I spend over 6 figures every year on masterminds, on coaches, on events, conferences like this, you know, that I'm at right now. So I'm spending that money to make sure that I'm leveling up and not seeing the world the same way that I did. My business partner in the title company, he's at a conference right now in San Diego, which I'll tell you what, Vegas is nice, but man, I wanted to trade with him right away. And I talked to him this morning and he was like, Chris, I met with these guys. They're doing massive business, massive, massive business. And he like listed all these things that he just sees the world differently from just that one breakfast he had with these guys this morning. And I'm like, man, like that's just it. The people you hang with will absolutely dictate the future that you have.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. And on this show, I preach it, especially to my students or clients that ask my unqualified advice or whatever you think. But he said, look, like, you're going to have a plan to do a lot of stuff, but the two most valuable assets under your possession, I call R&R. It's your reputation and your relationships. You optimize those two things and money and deal flow will come to you, right? You will get lit up. So just like your partner and like you, but your partner, to his comment earlier, was like, hey, man, like, I'm hanging out with these guys. Holy crap. Like, just talking to them and I'm building this relationship. And even I'm thinking differently just by having breakfast with these guys. I can't even imagine if I actually hung out and broke down with these guys, how my life and our business together will grow just by a result of improving our reputation and relationships with the right people. Now money and deals and even perspectives can start to come that didn't exist before. That is absolutely beautiful. So I love those things. Now, as we wrap things up, just final note, is there anything else that you would like our fans around the world to know, like anywhere to go? You mentioned chriscraddock.com. Anything else that you'd like to leave us before we wrap it up?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you are a real estate agent and an investor, I've got a podcast. The average podcast listener listens to 7 podcasts. I'd love to be one of your 7. Keep listening here, but let me be one of the other 7. So it's called Uncommon Real Estate. Anywhere you find podcasts, we're out there. Then you can also find me TikTok, Chris Craddock Official, Instagram, my cheesy nickname from high school, Crad Rock, CRADDROCK. I need to change it. I just haven't done it. But one of the things, so many people were so generous with their time. Anytime I like their vibe, I reach out to them, like on podcasts, on stage, whatever. And so I just want to give back on that. So anybody that sends me a DM, I'll definitely reply to it. Me personally, not one of my assistants. You can also, we got a Facebook group, Uncommon Real Estate as well. So those are some of the ways that you can find me. And, you know, I'd love to help any way I can. And honestly, if you're an agent and you want to, you know, even just discuss what it looks like being a part of our network, you know, yeah, just go to chriscraddock.com and I'd love to chat with you on that. I mean, I think what we're building right now for anybody that is a real estate agent and an investor, I mean, there's just nothing like that out there.
I love it. Yeah. So, you know, as we wrap things up, so you can reach out. Chris has obviously been very generous in producing ways to connect with others. No excuse for those of you that are listening to not contact this guy, listen to his podcast, follow his education stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there that Chris has really generously dedicated his life to producing these materials to help people in the private sector, specifically in real estate, to make a few bucks and to go from something where you're just doing a few deals to really scaling this thing and building something, a bit of a legacy company. You didn't say that. I certainly did. So as we wrap it up, just final thoughts, you know, following Chris, have a bias towards action, right? Like the general that you were talking about, reading his book, just making things happen. Learn to just say, no matter what, no matter how imperfect or perfect or whatever, that doesn't matter. Execution matters. The second thing is invest a good habit that you've adopted that you would say led to your success. Invest 10% of your revenue in self-development and just leveling up your own skills, your energy level, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever that is, invest in it. And right, I think our friend Grant Cardone said, the reason why you don't have time and money is because you're not investing your time or money. And so learn to invest your time and your money, just like you've done, I've done, and so many other people who've, you know, achieved what they have. We all believe that investing in yourself, in your knowledge, is a wonderful way to level up. And finally, just get started. Don't worry about perfection. Progression beats perfection. We say that in my family. You said it here. I think a lot of us have that sentiment to say, look, if you're waiting for the perfect moment, you're going to be waiting. You're going to be waiting until the end is nigh. So just get out there, have a bias towards action, invest in yourself, keep leveling up, and you too will be well on your way in your pursuit of making billions.
Wow, what a show. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Now, if you haven't done so already, be sure to leave a comment and review on new ideas and guests you want me to bring on for future episodes. Plus, why don't you head over to YouTube and see extra takes while you get to know our guests even better. And make sure to come back for our next episode where we dive even deeper into the people, the process, and the perspectives of both investors and founders. Until then, my friends, stay hungry, focus on your goals, and keep grinding towards your dream of making billions.